Welcome to our todaysbusinessradio.com executive summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're speaking with David Levy, Senior Managing Director of CBiz MHM. Our topic today is tax planning for individuals. David, how important is this?
Recent federal tax laws included many changes that have increased federal tax rates. Additionally, with Minnesota now having a top tax rate of 9.85%, without proper planning, individuals could face taxes that are much higher than they expected.
What can people do now to reduce their taxes?
There are several things that people can do. You can look at your investments and sell some investments that are at a loss to offset gains that you've already realized, or you can offset up to $3,000 of other income. Obviously, you want to be attentive to your investment strategies, but the tax savings that can come with offsetting gains and losses can help cushion the blow from an investment loss. Also, if you've elected to use a cafeteria plan for unreimbursed health care or child care costs, you want to make sure that you spend what you've elected by the required times to ensure that you take maximum advantage of those plans.
David, what about charitable donations?
You can always make charitable donations. Donations of cash or checks, appreciated stocks, or even the unused items in your closet can cut your tax bills. Also, if you think that this year your income might be higher than it will be next year, you might consider doubling up on your charitable donations to take advantage of that higher tax bracket.
Those sound pretty good. What about retirement plans?
One of the best tax deductions available is for putting money in retirement plans for ourselves. Depending upon your situation, you might be able to fund and deduct a payment to an individual retirement account. Each person's situation is different, but regular IRAs, either deductible or non-deductible, or Roth IRAs, where the contributions aren't deductible, but which create a tax-free rather than tax-deferred pool of money, can be of great benefit to a family. Self-employed people, or even those people that both work for others and also work for themselves, can contribute to SEP plans or may be able to create their own 401k plans based on their self-employment income.
Thank you, David. Check out todaysbusinessradio.com for contact information in our business reference library. Our TBR advisory firms are committed to helping with all of your business issues. This content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Please listen every weekday afternoon at 5:20 during the Jason Lewis Show for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com.